This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I believe Dave Schrader's with us, the Holza Files. Now, because it is the week of Halloween, I'm all down for the, you know, the Halloween business. And I love the idea of anything paranormal. Do I believe? No. Do I believe it's possible? Yes. I just feel like we've gone so many places and traveled and looked and tried to find it. And again, I'm not talking about carrying the gear. I'm just talking going to weird places. The underground in Paris, you know, through those tunnels multiple times. The Church of Bones in Prague, the dungeons and all these old castles, that the cemeteries and you know, Père Lachaise. Like, really looking for.
Yeah, not believing that something could be out there, hoping that something.
I want it to be real. So whenever these shows come on, I always watch them because I'm looking for somebody who found something cool.
Our next guest is a paranormal investigator, podcaster, author, and radio host who worked as a location scout and researcher for the show Ghost Adventures before branching out on his own, now hosting the Travel Channel show celebrating its season 2 premiere tomorrow night, The Holzer Files, based on the cases of ghost hunter, Hans Holzer. Please welcome, Dave Schrader.
Hey, Dave, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. And listen, I'm with you. I'm a skeptical believer. I've had experiences in my life, but I don't believe every claim to be supernatural. And I'm glad to hear that you've actually seen and looked into some of these places. I've been to the ossuary in Prague. I've been to the underground in France. But then you've got stories like we cover on the program, on our season premiere, The Phantom Hand out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
Like you, you've got to be skeptical of some of the stories that come out about the paranormal. But this family claimed to have been tormented by these spirits that would be in their basement. They would hear screaming and crying and moaning, and they would see the trap door to the cellar open and a hand reaching out. Mm. Now, you could say they were just nuts.
Sure.
But they called the police. Two police officers showed up. While they were talking, one of the police officers saw the phenomena himself, drew his gun, and shot at the hand coming up through the cellar. They opened the door, no blood, no body. The cops told them, you need a priest, not the police. And when you start to see that there are multiple eyewitnesses to a case like this,
right,
especially law enforcement, you got to start giving them a little bit more credence than just, oh, these people are crazy.
Sure. But it is a whole family, and then a police report. Now, all this is verifiable. Like, this is stuff that you can find historically, and at least it all feeds to it.
Right.
Excellent. That's now, see, correct. That's proof. Yeah. That's something real. Then I go, okay, now you really got me into this.
Well, and this story that we investigate, this Phantom Hand story, stretches over a large swath of area in Cleveland, Ohio. And we find out that there was actually an active serial killer in that area, one that evaded the likes of Elliot Ness. And it's really strange. All of these claims that came in independently to Dr. Hans Holzer, who the show is about, were reinvestigating Dr. Holzer's files. And he was a very prolific paranormal investigator, did over 60 years of investigations, was kind of the godfather of the American paranormal wave here that made it popular. He brought it out to the masses, and you'd see him on In Search Of and Sightings and different programs, and he wrote over 140 books. But when something went down, people called him, and they wanted him to come. Another great story that we did in first season is another one that you would have loved, Johnny, because, again, if one or two people see it, not so great. But the Morris Jumel Mansion in New York City. It's this amazing historic site. Aaron Burr lived there and died there. George Washington used it as a stronghold during the war. Eliza Jumel's spirit is known to still stay in this house. And in the 60s, an entire group of children for a field trip, their teachers and a few parents are out in front waiting to be let in the morning. Kids being kids are being all loud and rambunctious. And this woman comes gliding out on the veranda and hushes them and tells them they're being much too quiet or much too loud and goes back inside. A few minutes later, the docent shows up. The adults apologize. We're sorry to have, you know, bothered the employee. She said, I'm the only one here. Well, no, the woman that was dressed in, you know, the period outfit that came out, and she's like, no, I'm the only one here. They walk in. There's a giant portrait of Eliza Jumel on the wall. That's who they all saw. A large group, adults, children, everybody saw this. That's one of those, again, it's not just a weird one-off.
Right. Right.
So many people see this stuff.
Well, and you wonder how it works. Like you know, it's really terrible that H.H. Holmes house was torn down and it's not what it was. Like that story, when I read into that, I was like, this would be a place to go to see, you know, what really went on here with these serial killers. Like because it occurs to me that great torment and a terrible way to die and terrible negative energy would most likely be what would keep somebody around if you do believe in haunting.
Right.
Right.
Well, you've got that psychic scar and trauma. You know, when you think about it, how many theaters do we hear about? Not necessarily movie theaters, but theaters like, you know, where plays and concerts are put on are known to be haunted. Think of all the energy of not only the cast and crew, but then the audience. They're laughing along, crying along, scared, whatever emotions, and they're just kind of creating this energy pattern there. And that, you know, listen, if I were to die tomorrow, why wouldn't I want to go still see these things? If I was a spirit, why not still go do and enjoy this stuff and see it for yourself? If I were to drop dead tomorrow, you can be sure I'm definitely going to watch the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, whichever plane of existence I'm on.
Well, and I'm a weirdo.
I'm going to tune in for that.
Like, I've gone all the way to Lima, Peru, to the site of the Inquisition, you know, and toward that museum where all those terrible things happened at the hands of Catholic people, and the murders and the imprisonments and the stretching and the quartering and the hot oil and the, you know, ripping their butts apart and the, you know, people buried alive. And you think, this is where it's going to be. Like, this brings it all together. This brings this weird self-righteous murder in the name of a religion to these other poor people who had their own thing going. And so you just look and see, and you just think, if there's going to be something, that's where it's got to happen, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a place called the Belvoir Winery. It's a former Oddfellows home in Liberty, Missouri.
Yeah.
And I know the owners. If you haven't had a chance to get out there, Johnny, you should go there, because most people that go there have experiences. It is a really crazy little place. And we've had some experiences. I've caught some stuff on film I cannot explain. But it is a really insane place, you know, to investigate. That's not too far from you, you know, and get a chance to go out. Sometimes you don't even have to go that far to find some of these places. But then you get other locations, and I'll tell you, you know, you go to a place like that where it's so much death. You go to Auschwitz. You go to horrific sites, and you think, oh my God, this would be it, and you get nothing. But then the local cemetery, to me, is more terrifying. Why am I haunting a cemetery? Why is this spirit staying near a decaying body? Why isn't it out doing something better, more grand scale? Those are kind of the hauntings that are a little bit more chilling to me. Places that you just would think would be haunted.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Look, you get to Kansas City, I'll roll with you anytime you want. I mean, I'm not talking to, I have no need to be on camera. I just want to go and watch what you watch and see what you see.
Yeah, I'd love to. When we get out that way, and before COVID, I'd get out there once or twice a year. I'd be happy to go and show you around and see what we can find and show some of the new equipment. And that's what we do to the Holzer files. When Dr. Holzer investigated, he did what was called the Holzer method. He really only went in with an audio recorder, a film camera, and a medium, a trance medium. Mm-hmm. He would keep in the dark, not let them know where they were going, why they were going there. The medium, then, he would let them tap in and try to give information about the location and the spirits. And his job, he felt, was to try to help these spirits move on and try to help the homeowners or the business owners. And we go in now with 21st century equipment that's actually been created to try to put these theories to the test, to see in the spectrums that reportedly ghosts live in, to hear in the audible spectrum, try to put these things to the test and see for ourselves if we can corroborate it. And if you love this stuff, Johnny, like I do, then check out this season. I promise you, this season stands out for me like insane, because we get some of the best paranormal activity I've ever seen anywhere.
I love it.
I'm so proud to be a part of the show. It's remarkable. It's a great way to look at history. And I encourage people, have your kids watch with you. We don't play up the spook factor as much as a lot of the other shows. We're not always out there looking for a demon or something dark. But we really have, I think, a great way of weaving history into the story so people learn something, they're having a great time, and they get to see some phenomenal evidence when they watch these programs.
I love it.
We try to treat it almost more like a CSI paranormal show where we really break down the case.
The Holzer Files on the Travel Channel. Dave Schrader, man, A, yes, of course I'm going to watch the season. And B, when this is over, don't forget, I'm a fan, man. I'll tell you what I know about Kansas City, some of the places we know, from underground Leavenworth to there's a secret tunnel. There's a few different things that are pretty goddamn interesting out here, man.
I'd love to see it, and I will be more than happy to hang out with you, and maybe we can arrange something next Halloween area to come on out, and we can investigate for your show and chat about what's going on.
Anytime.
And you can also check out, the listeners can check out, I have a program called Darkness Radio. It's on twice a week, and we do deep dives into the supernatural, talking to guests from all over the world about the strange and the anomalous, and have a great time doing it. So if they want more after the Holzer Files, check out Darkness Radio, too.
Excellent. Happy Halloween, brother.
Happy Halloween. Stay spooky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.